First public hearing is the conditional use number 1879 Laurel Fire Department Incorporated.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a fire department substation to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broad Creek 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 4.96 acres, more or less, lying west of Fire Tower Road, also known as Road 479, 550 feet north of Sycamore Road, also known as Road 466. Now, this application was filed on October 6th of 2010. On November 24 of 2010, the applicants provided us with an exhibit booklet. The commissioners all have copies of that exhibit booklet, and as stated, it was received on November 24th. On September 22nd of 2010, the Department of Transportation provided comments making reference to this application and this site. We were advised that a traffic impact study was not recommended, and the existing level of service A will not change as a result of this application. We also received on the 29th of November a proposed findings of fact. There's nine, and some proposed conditions of approval. There were three, and they were suggested by the applicants through their attorney, Dennis Schrader of Wilson, Halbrook and Byard. And for the commission, I've also just passed down a copy of a larger site plan. It's a little easier to read than the site plan in the book. And that's all I have, unless you have questions.
All right, sir, we thank you. The chair recognizes Mr. Schrader.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, my name is Dennis Schrader. I'm an attorney from Georgetown, and as an attorney, I represent a very well-organized group. It is, in fact, the Laurel Fire Department. I have with me Mr. Mark Sheridan, who's a past chief of the company, who will speak in a few minutes. And also have Martin Dewspeaker from Delaware Architects, who also speak to this particular application. You have before you a booklet that contains the essential information that you need in order to be able to give your planning judgment to this particular application for the conditional use. The applicant, in fact, is the Laurel Fire Department. It is represented in terms of its design professionals by Delaware Architects and by Cabe Associates, an engineering firm. The property that is proposed for this application is located on the west side of Fire Tower Road, just north of Sycamore Road, outside the municipal limits of the town of Laurel, but within the fire response area and the growth area of the city of Laurel. The site is significant in the sense that it is large enough at 4.5692 acres, more or less. And I'm always wondering how you can have something with four digits be more
much,
or less.
Much
and I know you do
less.
Too, Mr. Chairman. Yeah. But that site is significant in that it is more than large enough in order to accommodate the proposed fire substation that this fire company would like to place on this site. Currently, the property is vacant. Once occupied by the fire company, it will be a fire substation for the Laurel Fire Department, and you'll hear from Mr. Sheridan in a few minutes how that benefits the general public and the community of Laurel. Under the current comprehensive land use plan update, this property is in a low-density area, and under the state's strategy for spending map, it is in level four. I note with some interest that Ms. Hall and Mr. Hall are here, and I'll take minimal efforts to offend level four, but I do believe that that this proposed use is consistent with what they would like to see in level four and will not result in any spending by the state of Delaware. We have given you all the documents that we can hope to give you with the booklet. Its site is appropriate. In the sense that there is an available site that can handle on-site septic as well as on-site water, which will meet the needs of the station itself. The site does not require any new public or private streets to be created. It will simply be adjacent to the public highway. There are no delineated wetlands on site. And at this time, I would like to have Mr. Deuce Beaver to step forward and describe for you the proposed facility that will be located on this particular site. Mr. Deuce Beaver?
Thank you. Before you, the elevation...
Excuse me, Mr. Deuce Beaver, for the benefit of the record, I need you to introduce yourself and give us a very short summary of your qualifications.
Martin Deuce Beaver with Delaware Architects. I'm the project manager and owner of Delaware Architects. I'm here to represent the Laurel Fire Company and their proposed building.
Outstanding. Thank you. Go right ahead.
Proposed elevation that's in front of you, it's a two-bay substation. It's not a primary fire station. It is a substation. Overall height is 27 feet. Again, it has two engine bays. It's a single entry-type engine bay. It's not a drive-through. If you look at the floor plan, here's the engine bays here. We have a mechanical space for the heating and cooling equipment, electrical switch gear. We have a generator, storage space for the engine bays, a bunk room for up to 8 people in case of emergencies. No emergency or storm emergency, that facility in that area can support our company and stays, spends a night or how many days it takes. We have bathrooms for both men and women with showers. They're single bathrooms located here and here. We have a small day room with a kitchenette, just a place for the crew to stay if in fact they do stay in the station for any type of emergency. And of course, we have a radio room, which is essential, and a small office. So basically, that's it. Now, the station is designed strictly as a substation. It's not designed for any type of public use or rentals or anything like that. And once we show you the site plan, you see that there's ample parking for the volunteers. There is no siren that is proposed or no special lighting or anything on the road. So strictly a substation that they go to if and when they need to respond to a fire call in that area.
All right, sir. Thank you.
And if you'll permit me, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to have Mark Sheridan, the past chief, to come forward. He's been active in the project, participated in the Fire Prevention Commission.
Thank you, Mr. Commissioner. Mark Sheridan, past chief, Laurel Fire Department, currently chairman of the substation committee. I'd just like to give you just a little bit of background on this to discuss. This actually, we have been running a temporary substation on Sycamore Road since 2004. That was approved by the State Fire Prevention Commission, largely in conjunction with the comprehensive plan that was completed by the town of Laurel. The comprehensive plan showed a major growth north and east of 13, and we had lots of members on that side of the 13, east side of 13, that we put an engine out there to obviously to increase our response times in that area. Currently, our main station, the map's not very, maybe the map in the book's better, but the main station is on 10th Street, which is basically the south and west portion of the town of Laurel. So anybody that lives east of 13, it's at least, you know, 2, 3, 4 miles to get to the station. And with the traffic on 13, it becomes a safety for them to get to the station to respond, because we're volunteers, we're at home, we get alerted, and we respond to station. So we completed a comprehensive plan that actually takes a look at our fire district, and the site was selected, or the area was selected, basically to increase our response times on the east side of 13 for the public safety. The project was, this particular project was approved by the State Fire Prevention Commission in September of this year. So I'll try to answer any questions you've had in here.
Mr. Sheridan, if you would tell the commission, please, how do you propose to fund this project?
Funding, currently we are working with Cave Associates to apply for a USDA loan to fund the station as a, you know, an application process.
And if those funds become available to you, and if you're favored with a conditional use by the county, how long do you expect it to take to construct and have this open for operation?
Currently, the plan is, if approved by USDA, in the early part of 2011 is to have this building constructed and occupied by the end of 2011. That's our plan.
That's the goal.
And I think at one point I heard you say something about this benefiting the public because it increases response time. And I want to make sure I understand that you mean make the response time better.
It shortens it, yes.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I don't have any further.
We got it. We knew.
I thought you did, but you know how lawyers are. We wake up later on and get nightmares about what the transcript says.
Yeah, I'd rather have you do it now than call me at midnight. Yeah.
Thank you. Gentlemen, let me just summarize for you what I think you have. This project has been reviewed and approved by the Fire Prevention Commission. The Laurel Fire Department has been around for a considerable number of years. This is not something that's going to disappear on you. And they have a long and strong history of providing public service. As Mr. Dusbieber has indicated to you, this substation is strictly intended for the purpose of providing fire response emergency services. It is not intended to be a bingo hall or a place to have wedding receptions or any social events. Delaware Department of Transportation has weighed in and commented. There was no TIS required. It is indicated that the level of service of the particular Fire Tower Road, which I guess is appropriately named, will remain service A. It is consistent with the comprehensive plan. And as I pointed out to you, the AR1 district, the land use plan, and the state strategies for spending map, even though it is a level 4, all look to encourage certain types of functions within this area, and they include something that would relate to the protection of or fostering of agribusiness and residential. And certainly agribusiness and residential uses will require emergency services. As Lawrence indicated to you, I have provided to you, should you choose to use it, a proposed set of findings of fact and of potential conditions for approval. The conditions, while they are sketchy, are those which have previously been used for fire substations. And given the fact that this will have to come back as a final site plan, you do have the opportunity to be fine-tune the site plan when it reappears. Thank you, Mr. Smith. Gentlemen, if there are any questions, the three of us are prepared to answer.
All right, sir. Well, if you'll stand by, we'll see if there are any, and we'll start with Mr. Ross.
No questions.
No questions. All right, Mr. Smith.
No questions. Thank you.
All right. Mr. Johnson.
Comment, Mr. Chairman, not a question.
All right.
I think they picked a great road to put it on. Name of the road's Fire Tower Road. That's it. That's all I have to say.
Okay.
I just have, what is the definition of a substation? Is that a no bingo hall?
I think the substation, the primary, all of the major equipment and all of the significant activities of the fire company, such as their meetings, their meeting hall, the social events that sometimes that are attended to fire companies, whether it's the fire company's social event or something where it's leased out to another activity, all are going to take place in the primary place inside the city limits of Laurel. This substation is strictly a place for the keeping of equipment and to be able for the volunteers in that area to be able to more quickly respond to emergencies. I think it was pointed out that there are 8 bunks available there. Mr. Sheridan has told me, and I'll repeat it to you, this station is not intended to be manned 24/7, but it will be there on an as-need and available basis. It is possible during certain weather events that it may be required to have 8 people or more there.
Thank you.
No further questions. Okay, thank you. Mr. Lang?
No questions.
Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Council?
No questions. Thanks.
All right, sir. You would take a seat nearby. We'll see if there's anyone here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1879, Laurel Fire Department Incorporated? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1879? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.